Dorothy Kataka, Susie Hansel, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Here.
So it's time for a taste of the sister cities. Congratulations. Now, how long has this cookbook project been a dream, and why is now the right time for it?
Well, I think it's kind of mentioned through Susie, who called and said, how would you like to work on this cookbook for us? And that was in the summertime, so it's not been very long. We're having a gala as well, virtual, and so we thought we'd pair it with that.
The Taste of Sister Cities is our name for our gala, Taste of Sister Cities Gala. And so we took that concept and put it into this cookbook.
All rolled into one. That's mighty clever.
Taste of Sister Cities cookbook.
That's right. Yeah.
Okay, let's look at the cities we're going to be tasting. Where in the world are our sister cities?
Well, the first one is Takaoka, Japan in 1977. That's when they were signed in. Then we've had Gera, Germany, and Płock, Poland, Taizhou, China, and also Mollenhien, Myanmar is our friendship city. And now we have a section, of course, of the United States. So we're all covered.
Across the globe,
right.
Taste by taste, and mighty tasty, in fact. So over the years, Fort Wayne has enjoyed celebrating the cuisines of these cities at every possible occasion, including galas like you speak of. How did that directly influence the book?
As we shared these foods, the memories of making a food for International Village, having a food at the gala, and where were we when we first had that food? Then all the memories and the love and the excitement of connecting with the people, it just all melds together.
And being a foodie is a beautiful thing, as you two are proving.
Absolutely.
Right now.
Yes,
is that a good part of it? Just the fact that, including your associations that you've made through the Sister Cities organization, you love the food and the traditions of it.
And to meet people in different countries like we have been able to do, because we do go visit the sister cities, and to have food and sit down and break bread with them. We remember that time when, oh my goodness, remember when we went to China and they had that dessert that we never, ever thought we'd ever eat because it's so different, you know? That memory sticks with you. And since we had this virtual situation happen this year, instead of having the real food, which we have every time for every city, and everybody can eat as much as they want in our buffets, we decided that, okay, we'll have the cookbook have the food of every city, and you can cook your own. And actually, if you go to the gala on April 24th, you're going to be in your house, but maybe you can invite some people over and cook some food from the recipe book and just enjoy it yourself like that.
And that's sort of melding traditions then, the old and the new,
right.
Even regarding your group. How clever. Was it difficult to gather and taste and, of course, test and share this many recipes from six different regions?
I will say thank goodness we love food. Thank goodness we have a passion for what we do, because there were so many challenges. It truly is a labor of love. It truly was. Getting people to give us their recipes. Well, what kind of recipe? What do you want? What kind of story do you want? So being clear about what we wanted and getting that information, having it come from different countries where English was not their native language, where measurements were different, and making sure that all of that came through holding on to their traditions, their measurements, their systems, transporting it to United States standards, and being able to have a novice cook be able to make that and be successful. Those were just some of the problems.
And of course, to have the recipes translated, because they're in Chinese and Burmese and, of course, Japanese. Luckily, we have all these friends here that are helping us. And we asked them to do this, and they are so delighted to help. So we thank you all very much for contributing your talents of translating. We couldn't do it without you.
Lovely spirit, all part of the International Sister Cities concept, too.
Yes.
How wonderful. So once you got them in a language you could read and test and make sure they were accurate, what was the biggest challenge rendering them all into official recipes for the Midwest kitchen and cook?
Well, we did have testers. Our families all helped out, and they were very delighted to do this. We were so amazed at all the people that volunteered.
What about the ingredients themselves? That could be even more of a challenge.
Absolutely. And the part of having people test, we made sure every single recipe was tested, not once, a couple of times to make sure it was good. And the great thing also about the testers, they came up with suggestions. Well, this recipe really isn't in the Midwest kitchen. What can we do? How do we get it? So in the book, we will give where you can get that particular product. If that product or that item isn't available, we offer substitutions. The other awesome thing was that our testers said, you know, this recipe really lends itself well to a vegan or a vegetarian version. Or if we had a vegetarian recipe, you know, you could put some meat in here or some chicken in here and have another flavor. So they would add that what you call Midwestern kitchen to it. It just happened.
That's another good thing about food and coming together to make it, eat it, or talk about it. So over and above the recipes and the wonderful photos of the dishes that are included, what else are we going to learn about, well, first of all, the contributors?
You know, when you ask people about their favorite recipe, they came up with so many wonderful stories, because one of the most important parts of this cookbook is that every recipe has some kind of a storyline attached to it. You know, ways of making friends through sharing food. I think it's like a way to a person's heart is through their stomach. This is it.
This is proof of that.
Absolutely, yes.
And what about our sister cities themselves? What do you tell us in your cookbook?
Within the cookbook, we have them in sections. At the beginning of each section are several pages dedicated to what is specific about that particular sister city. Where is it? Why is it unique? And then an important story about how something within that sister city and Fort Wayne connected and made our sister city stronger, made it better, moving forward, created friendships.
And the coming together, that's a big part of all of this, over a meal, over an event, over the friendship, the kindred spirit. Now, this seems to be a happy result of really an otherwise difficult year of pandemic restrictions and isolation. You got the idea right in the middle of that. How did all those obstacles affect your project, or did they?
For me, most of my work was by email, emailing back and forth. And some of our testers were not in Fort Wayne. They were, you know, throughout the United States. And I have made new friends. That to me was very special, and I'm sorry that it happened during the pandemic, but that's one of the things that came out of it was that opportunity to expand my friendship base.
The same with me.
And social media helped you bridge all of your gaps that Absolutely. Would happen in or out of the pandemic. So actually, this made a good diversion for all concerned, it sounds like.
It did.
Now, I am kind of curious, what kind of response are you getting from the advance announcements about this cookbook already?
We've sold probably over 150 books already.
Just on the early preview. Fantastic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What does it tell you, of course, about the success and future sales and everything else, just about the decision you made to publish this book?
I think it's the time is right. People are very, very wanting to touch other people across the world because there's so much going on that has to be fixed. To have this personal touch this way is something we've opened up ourselves right now to this by reading this book, by sharing everything in it, and actually cooking. I think people are cooking more than ever this year, baking bread and doing things that they've never done before. And this is a perfect time for us to share these wonderful recipes with each other.
We want to connect. We want people to know about Fort Wayne Sister Cities, what a gem we are here in Fort Wayne, and what Sister Cities International can do across the world in terms of working towards peace.
All of this just screams the friendship, the friendship, the friendship through food, with food, through the international
Absolutely.
Connections, and yes, putting it all together. How does it make you feel to be the two people that might be gluttons for punishment before you get this done, that you have thought of this?
I think it'll be worth every single sleepless night and migraine headaches and whatever. Blurry eyes. No, it's been an experience where we have met so many people.
It's a very humbling experience.
It is.
Very humbling.
Are you glad you did it?
Absolutely. Again, going back to, it was a labor of love. And yeah, I would do it again in a heartbeat.
We're glad to hear you say that. Is there likely to be a sequel on your drawing board one day?
Well, who can tell, you know?
You never want to say never.
That's right.
And with social media, with the opportunities to have videos or podcasts, we would love to take some of those recipes and expand and introduce new. Hopefully, yes.
Well, the world in general and our community in particular is going to be so happy that you are bold and brave enough to put this whole thing together, ladies. And my last question, what's the most important thing you two have learned from this project about our sister cities, about the spirit of sharing, and most of all, about our own community?
For me, it's that no matter how different somebody is from you, whether it's the way they look, they act, their concept of the world, there's always a connecting part, and it comes through the heart.
And if you share food together, it goes to the heart. The friendship that you have is remembered through the flavor. And once you eat it again, you think, oh my goodness, I remember having this. And I met someone from, you know, Tokyo, and I was here and there. It's a wonderful memory and a way to link our thoughts together. So food makes wonderful friends.
Dorothy Kataka and Susie Hansel are co-chairs of the Fort Wayne Sister Cities International Cookbook Committee. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing your story and your cuisines with us. Job well done. Carry the gift.
Thank you. Thank you again for having us.
Thank you.